Welcome back.
I was homeless.
Welcome back. My name is Michael.
Wait a minute.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Wait.
My
wait
name is Mark. Welcome back. My name is Mark Fly. Welcome back. Group chat.
Dude, this
group
is chat horrible.
Podcast.
Get the hell out of here, bro. Leave group the whole chat. Fucking set. Leave
I did not know you were committing to the same bit of starting with Mark.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go on further than
I thought
than
you were
going
to do something else, and you're like,
what? Nah, dude, that shit was like,
Wait, did we start
that
the
shit
podcast?
Was like, what?
Yeah, that was the
we're
start.
We're already in
was,
it, dude. We're trapped in.
We're in.
Ladies.
You can't pee, you can't poop, you can't do nothing. You're in, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the group chat podcast episode
102.7.
Today we are joined.
Don't throw that.
Did he throw a gang sign?
Drunk.
My fault, guys. I was just holding up threes. Maybe like this.
Is that bad?
Were you throwing up these?
I don't know. That's like the devil. That's just counting.
Dude, that's the okay sign.
That's
okay. That's
just counting.
Look, this is devil.
What's this? Don't throw those up, dude.
Don't do those.
Everybody,
don't
throw up three.
Do not.
The emoji.
Don't throw these up,
don't
dude.
Throw these.
Oh, dude,
these
you're throwing llama. Are you kidding me?
Sorry, yeah, listeners.
Llama,
we're holding
llama,
up
red pajama.
Hold up your thumb. Hold up your pointer and your pinky.
Llama, red pajama.
Go up to your teachers and do this.
guys, have you ever tapped into manifesting? Ever?
Life could be
no,
dream.
But I read about it. I've heard
manifesting?
About it.
Manifesting. It works, and
I don't
I'll tell you
attract,
why.
I don't pursue. I attract.
Are you talking about like?
Ooh.
Are you talking about like the law of attraction, where you think things and you like keep on manifesting, like that type of thing, or is there some?
Like,
what do you mean?
What, Larry?
I'm talking about. Okay, so I had two chem tests that I took that I thought I was gonna fail on both of them. Before I took the chemistry test, I wrote down like. Like 20 plus times, I will pass my chem exam, etc. And it worked. Like, I did
that's
study at the same time, but like, willpower and manifesting.
Let me tell you about the.
Hand.
Let me tell you about but, the power of your mind, Grunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like manifestation is like the earth's bringing you the energy.
Mm.
You're producing the energy within yourself.
Mm,
and whatever way you convince your mind that you could do it. That's your manifestation.
I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be. You sound like you're about to promote like Lion's Mane pills.
May
on
I?
IG
may
story.
I add to that?
Mm-hmm.
I will manifest right now. I will buy lean.
Oh,
buy lean.
Hey.
No,
hey.
Not I. You will buy lean. You will buy lean.
You will buy lean.
You will
use code group. You will use code group.
But here's what I'm gonna say. Really quick, just to like caveat off that Grunk, or not to caveat, but just go off of it really quick. It's like. In the same way where, like, let's say, like, the pinnacle of, like, physicality is, like, becoming a professional athlete, right?
Dude, what the hell is going on?
Now, hold on.
Let's say that's the pinnacle, right, of being your professional athlete. That's, like, peak physical human being, Olympian, you know? There's not a single one of them who thought they couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So, like, to get to that level, it's all about that mindset.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, put yourself in the mindset where you will pass. Like, there was a study on this, actually.
You need Mamba
like,
mentality.
If you put yourself in the mentality that you will do good on an exam, you'll do pretty good on the exam.
Yeah. The only people who do that are the ones who believe.
Do you think it's like a facade of confidence that overshadows the possibility
it could be.
Of overthinking?
It could be, but it works.
Yes.
But
perhaps.
It aids.
It's something.
See,
like it works.
You know what it is? What hinders people from pursuing anything is fear. Right?
Yeah.
Lack
that
of
failure,
action.
The fear of failing, and like if you just push through, dude, you're going to fail so many times, but who cares? Steve
Literally
Jobs
cares.
Isn't afraid
to
fail.
Guys, the point of living is to learn and grow and learn from your mistakes. Like, come on.
Booyah shakababa.
Yeah, but we are making a big mistake right now by not mentioning the fact that today, as you guys are watching this, there is a new Egypt drop, and you can get a free tub. Or no, is it free tub? Yeah, it's a free flavor of. Is it free? What is it? I think it's like a free shaker cup. I'm going to check right
like,
now.
He's like tweaking. He was like, is it free?
No, I know there's something for free. Oh, okay. Yeah,
the new
Egyptian waifu cup is going to be free with a purchase of lean.
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wait, with a purchase of lean?
Don't look her in the eyes. Don't look her in the eyes.
Well, it's every flavor, but we don't say that. We just say lean.
Yeah, because you guys need lean.
Yeah. Look, we really need to sell out. We're at, 72? I think a big old order came in.
72 million order came in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff B., whoever that is.
Can I talk about what I really do have a question for you, Isaac.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask this on the podcast. I know, yeah. Were you being honest in the group chat that that was one of the funniest things that I said in like
a, yeah, that
ever?
Was I was on the toilet and I sat and I started laughing. I like did that little giggle where like everything on my body was moving like on the toilet as I was saying that.
Weird.
Well, I looked at my phone and there's like six messages from Nick like spread out a little bit over hours, and then the last message I saw was like. Like this group, are you reading out loud for me?
This chat for the first half of the day is like sending a ping into outer space.
which is true because around 11, like 4 hours after he said that, around 11 and then one and then two, Tanner, Yummy, and me all responded like that. It was just funny. It's just like sending a ping into outer space. It made me giggle. Mm-hmm. Thinking about like I'm an alien. And I'm like, oh. Yes.
Just waiting for
yeah,
some
like every
sort
time
of
you
feedback.
Message, you're like still like going through another planet. You're like, let me see if this one works.
Exactly, dude. You raised your hand, Tanner. Oh, okay.
Okay. I didn't.
Wait, if you were an alien, what kind of what kind of planet?
Nuke Stunner.
What?
That'd be my name.
Nuke Stunner.
Mute Stunner.
Oh, Mute.
Okay,
Stunner.
Wait. Hold on. This is a fun game. You're an alien. You got to pick a name. You got to pick like a lifestyle your planet. Like what kind of stuff you guys doing?
Name's already taken. He has them all.
Ah, shit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What would I say?
Mute Skinner? I don't know.
No, he has all our names in his phone. Our names in his phone are alien names.
Oh, I don't have my phone on me.
Oh.
It was like a one-time bit that stuck for like over a year.
It was a one-time bit that was not a bit. It was just my way of living.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's his life. I feel like if I was an alien, I'd live on a mountain near a river and we'd fish a lot and like.
Dude, aliens don't need to fish.
I live underwater.
Why not?
Because, how do you know
like,
that?
Why would they?
How do you know that, though?
How are they going to eat, dude?
You're glowing, dude.
How are they going to get energy from the solar?
Yeah, they're abducting you right now as we speak.
Give
all that hatred.
I think aliens don't need food.
You think they move
You said
past
that like
it's
a controversial thing because it is.
Yeah, like, I'll stand by that until I die, until the day I fucking die.
I think they could go for some, like, nutrients from, like, mm-hmm. you know, space. That, like, mm-hmm.
They could use Nathan's hot dog.
Mm-hmm. I think they've probably harnessed the way that plants work in photosynthesis.
Like solar?
And get
like photosynthesis?
Yeah.
Photosynthesis?
Photosynthesis. Yep.
I believe like, they're able to get any nutrient they want just from, like, skin contact.
Let's play your game. Let's go through the hypotheticals. Who would go first?
I'm a mountain-dwelling fisherman.
You're an alien. Come on.
Yeah, that's
you can't
just
get
like
any
a
more
human.
Creative. That's just that's
okay.
Just
then
guy.
I'm a Saturn ring hopping freaky little foot lover.
Okay.
Freaky. You're a freaky little foot lover.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Okay.
Freaktron. That's
make,
my alien name. Freaky.
I'll be workshop alien making ray guns.
Okay.
Okay, that's cooler than okay. mine.
All right.
I'll be like an alien that lives among the people of New York City as though a normal human,
like
but
black.
I'm not, and I'm doing my research about it.
Right.
He's getting deep.
Right. Yeah, I'll kind of be with you, Gronk. I'll just be like Tony Stark, but like...
You can't just like choose the coolest guy in the world while we're
I'll
all
be
like...
I'll be like the most genius.
I'll be like Captain America.
And then I'll also be an alien in New York.
I'll be the richest, most genius guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll do
but
that.
But I'm an alien, so...
I've been on a Marvel's like spree. I've been watching them in order.
What? Me?
What?
You a Marvel?
No, it is my turn. I'm going to be like a little green guy who like serves like the first defense of the galaxy. Like a little green guy named Glut. No, name. What's his name? What's the Futurama guy's
dude.
Name?
You guys are just stealing these.
Tanner, help me out. Futurama guy.
Yeah, my name will be...
I'd be a raccoon that got, like, adopted.
And I hang out with the tree.
I'll join Batista.
No.
The tree is a friend.
I'll guard galaxies.
Oh, no. Fuck, what's his
name? Will be, like, Root with a G in front of it.
Shit, look up Futurama alien.
Oh, you're talking... Oh, I know you're talking about. Glep? You're talking about the guy... Whoop.
Zoidberg.
No, it's Zoidberg. That's Zoidberg. No, I'm talking about the little green guy.
When did Grunk get so slay?
What the fuck? The fuck out.
Hell yeah, Gronk.
You look like Willy Wonka, but like the Johnny Depp version.
I look like that. Who's the green guy?
That's exactly what Johnny Depp would effing say on this podcast right
now. You look
like
that bitch. Is that alkaline water that you're drinking?
I
right
look
there?
Like that bitch. No, I'm drinking I'm drinking Gatorade.
I
water.
Had it, Gronk. It was pretty good.
Sponsored by Gatorade.
It's like weird. It tastes like watered down something, but let's finish the alien preposterity.
Let Tanner go, because Isaac don't know aliens, bro.
What?
I'll be, yeah, he don't know a damn thing.
I'll be a Plutonian. I'll be on Pluto.
You would be.
That's so lame.
And I'll take I'll take a vow of silence.
Dude, you and this fucking vow of silence you've been talking. We watched Hangover 3, and he won't shut the fuck up about it. He wants the dude
okay.
to fuck the fucking
vow of
silence like a monk.
Science. I'll do it for 2 years. Nobody will hear a word.
And would
like,
you really?
What's up? Yeah, I will. I'll do it right now. Look.
All right.
There he goes.
There's five.
Could you do me the honors and look up Green Alien Futurama? I forget his fucking name.
Green Alien Futurama.
My guess. Can I guess the name? It's gonna be.
It's like Zip, Glip, Zip, Zap. Hey, Zap Brannigan.
There it is.
That's Kif Croker.
Kip. I hate that guy.
That guy does suck.
That's me.
That's the worst character.
You're like the most hated person. I'll be Lur. I can be Lur, and you can be Lur's wife.
Hey, we have people to thank.
Yeah, okay.
Who?
Do we?
Everybody that bought
God
the
and Jesus.
Well, them two.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Jesus too. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you.
Thanks, JC,
for rocking the group chat merch. Yeah. It came really fast. It came really fast.
Instantaneously.
Like one day.
It was like two days.
5 days. Yeah, most people. I was gonna say that we need to thank some people on Yummy's behalf. Because they did end up finding Yummy's shirt.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, that blew my mind. I don't know how you guys found that. Shout out. There's like, so it's funny. There's two different ones, and I don't know for sure which one it is, but it's one or the other. SpongeBob. Oh,
there it is.
One minute ago.
That, it is.
Dude, that's
really?
A sweet shirt.
Yeah, this is a minute
1 minute, 2:32. Yeah. Wow.
That is one of the two that it really could be. The other one is the exact same shirt. But it has the Rebels text is just a different. They like had a sports. I don't know what they did. They like teamed up with like college football teams and just changed the text or something.
I would pay so much money to see you in that shirt.
Bro,
every day.
I looked at all the sizes. The biggest one's an adult medium. There's no fuck. That's like Larry's size.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear it for
I
you.
Don't
we
even.
Could, yeah, no, I'll have to get it from Larry.
I'll have your hair. I'll cut it and then I'll just
get
like.
A wig.
Yeah, get a wig. And I'm like, yeah, this
well,
feels good.
Why don't we get it and then we can just reprint it?
I want to get it and I want to hang it up on my wall.
Come on.
You want to hang it up in your. Oh, you want. How about you put it in a glass case?
Yeah, like it's a jersey.
Like a jersey?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sign it.
And with a lie above it.
The broken. Mm-hmm. I put it in quotations, the broken arm.
Hey!
You know
you
who
need
can,
to,
you know who can sign it?
You need to stop.
Who? The casters that did the Super Bowl from the SpongeBob.
Oh, one. Yeah.
They can sign
Finn
it.
Diesel and.
Finn Diesel?
Billy Fishlish.
Billy Fishlish.
Billy Fishlish. And. Eyefish.
Yeah. Eyefish. Oh, whatever.
Larry the Lobster.
Is she coming to Fortnite or what?
She's coming to Fortnite?
Yeah, she is in Fortnite.
She's a model.
Yeah,
there's a model already.
Wait, Billy Eilish?
Concert.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, in today's news or this week's news, and I don't know who's actually caught up on this. I know Yummy's really not too much, but this is down Yummy's alley though.
Bowling.
Kendrick Lamar dissed Drake.
What?
And I mean, if I'm being honest, I listened to all 6 minutes of it, and it was really good.
Are we talking?
I'm also a number one Drake hater. So
I'm sorry. Hold on. When did this come out?
Today.
Like 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Why the hell did he not drop?
Dude, what? It took him 17 days to drop, dude. He's mid.
Yes, thank you, bro,
it's
for
like
explaining
every
the truth.
Friday, from what I've known.
No, so, I mean, someone made a good point. They were like, rap beefs last for years. And I was like, yeah, that's true. They're going to be hating each other for years.
Well, in the... I can actually just pull up the lyrics, but he basically just said, I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you dress. I hate the way. He literally just said,
I
hate you.
Everything about
you. Yeah, so
you
think it's real?
Everything about you sucks.
It's real, yeah.
So.
It's
can I read it like
it's hard to
oh, it's right here.
Can I read it like, what is it? Impact poetry, improv poetry?
Oh, you're talking
slam
about
poetry?
Slam poetry?
Slam poetry.
Slam poetry.
Can I read it like slam poetry?
Right, go ahead.
All right. It's all about love and hate.
Mm.
But let me say, I'm the biggest hater.
Biggest hater.
I hate the way that you walk. The way that you talk. I hate the way you dress.
Dress.
I hate the way you sneak this.
Woo!
What else you hate? What else you hate?
We hate the bitches you fuck.
Ow!
Because they confused with real women.
Oh my God!
Oh! Notice I said we. It ain't just me.
Ooh.
And that's how the culture feeling.
Ooh.
Kendrick Lamar on Drake's biggest
anonymous.
Diss hater. You're fired.
That is a few lines of 6 minutes of hatred.
And the next lines are, I hate you.
I hate you. Dude, rap beef is coming back like in a like crazy way.
Yeah, because they are like, all dude.
Now the next step is to rap beef in real life in front of each other.
You
with
gotta,
like groups like behind
so
them.
So like 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like Mile. Parents have a real good marriage.
And then they'll both sides just.
I can rhyme orange with banana. Born-ana. I can rhyme orange. Wait, did we see, did you listen to Chris Brown shit? On Quavo?
About Takeoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Quavo, did you see Quavo's show the, like 2 days after?
He didn't Chris Brown buy all his tickets?
That's what they're saying. They're saying there's
that's
no
what they're saying.
But. Dude, there was like four people at a Quavo concert. Move.
That'd be a troll.
That would be crazy.
That'd
people were fighting me like, okay, is he winning though?
Wasn't it like in the middle of Connecticut though? Like how many fans does anybody have in Connecticut? Like three?
I know I have four.
I think I have one in Connecticut.
Guys, type one if you're from Connecticut.
Type one if you're from
one.
I would say that a Quavo concert would sell out faster than a Chris Brown right now.
It didn't even sell out. He performed in front of like four people.
Maybe not 10 years ago. Dude, I don't know. Like, how could you like Chris Brown? He like beat a woman. Like,
yeah, he's
horrible on his side.
Yeah, everyone was like, dude, this won't even Chris Brown. It was
so did John
breezy.
Jones.
He was breezy.
Did he?
John Jones?
Yeah.
John Jones, the cold.
I don't understand that.
John Jones also, he's
a
fighter
and then hit a, like, what is wrong with
him? He also, like, I'm pretty sure he also is getting called out for being closeted gay.
Dang.
Did anyone hear that?
People need to wake up.
I'm being serious.
Wake up.
Tell me about it, Sassy Drunk.
Wake up.
Bro.
I don't understand.
Why would you ever hit a woman? Sorry,
dude.
Man.
Yeah. If you're
that's
like a
drunk.
That's my take. If you're
that's
a trained fighter, like your
yeah,
body's like a
that.
Weapon, bro.
Yes.
You are a trained weapon to kill.
That's bad.
And you punch.
Like you need to go to therapy. You need to shut
Wait,
up and go to therapy.
Do you think all six
no,
of
they,
us can
he needs
beat
to be humbled.
John Jones together?
Who's that?
Who's John Jones?
He's a fighter. He's like one of the best MMA fighters, like heavyweight ever.
Listen, we couldn't beat up John Jones together.
No, I mean so? Maybe. Oh my god!
We'd have to strategize really hard. I would think.
Could we beat up Patrick Starr?
We need Tanner. You got to go for his legs. You got to grab him hard.
I can grab him.
You got to grab. You got to wrap
alligator
his legs
death.
Up. Yes.
Alligator death roll him.
And then Larry, you're gonna have to climb on his back and put him in a chokehold.
Oh.
I mean,
those work. You can't use knives. You
can't use weapons.
I think.
No, my fingernails.
Grunk's gotta like punch his core. I'll poke his eyes out.
Ooh.
Dude,
Nick's gonna go for the uppercut.
Oh my god! You'll be the silent scalper. I don't want to be
the silent.
Oh my god! Yeah,
the silent scalper.
Make the face. Make
the face. I became a criminal one night when we were watching a movie.
Yeah, he was like, I was like sitting down watching this movie, and
I was like,
comes up, and he goes, all quiet, like, and
I
go,
like, I was like whistling. I was like,
we were watching like a horror movie about a killer that
you're
just killed.
You're in so much pain, you can't scream.
Yeah, dude, Larry's face made me laugh until my head like.
I was like horror movies.
Which one?
Immaculate. You guys watch that one?
Dude, that's the one everyone... Okay, is it good or no?
I thought it was pretty good.
Grunk,
yeah,
I have
like,
to...
With a movie like Immaculate...
It's a satisfying watch, I'll say.
I want to put you on. The First Omen was very good. So was Sister of the Cloth, which is on Netflix right now.
Sister of the Cloth?
I thought
okay,
it was Sister Death.
Sister Death, you're right. I'm sorry. Sister of the Cloth. They're nuns. Everything's nuns nowadays.
It is.
Like, I swear to God, the
nuns.
Past five
horror movies. Porn.
Sister of the Cloth and what?
Nun porn.
That's what. Sister Death. I'm sorry, not Sister of the Cloth.
He's not addressing.
That's literally nun porn.
First Omen.
You're not addressing.
What are you talking about?
Sister of the Cloth is nun porn.
First Omen. Okay.
What?
What?
Dude,
if I look it up,
if I look it up right now,
stepsister.
I dare you. Look up cloth. Sister of the Cloth.
Whose is this?
Making a movie about nun porn is just a weird move.
See, look, she's getting back shots.
What?
Oh, she's praising the Lord.
That's
she's
basketball.
Dedicating her
oh,
life.
No.
Is that basketball?
That's a basketball
Sister of the
yeah,
Cloth basketball.
Basketball.
Brooklyn, New York.
I'm
yo, shout out.
That's badass.
If anyone's in Brooklyn, New York, look up Sister of the Cloth and go to one of the games.
Go to the
Let
games.
Us know.
I'm
Let
dunking
us know.
On a Sister in the Cloth.
I've been watching a lot of Marvel, and they destroyed New York City.
Here you go with your William
like, thanks,
input.
Thanks
how
for
many?
That.
Oh, that's true. That's
and
true.
I was
watching,
thing,
how many fatalities?
I was watching Iron Man 3, and he was like having anxiety attacks because of the New York City attack.
Dude, you're so effed
dude,
up. You're
like, we were just talking about like horror movies, and you're just like,
well, hey, in some
Iron
way,
Man.
In some way, that could be pretty scary if aliens were to attack New York.
Dude, what?
Yeah, that
Shut
giant, that giant fucking thing.
Dude.
Whoa. Where did that come
dude,
from?
I'll leave this podcast.
Tell me how.
I get
how about this,
no
Nick?
One wants to hear about Avengers. Oh, okay.
How
Tony
would it
Stark dies.
The right
Spoiler
time,
alert.
Hey! I was going to watch it tonight.
After you suggested it.
After you suggested it.
Oh, can I make a PSA?
Yeah.
Public service.
This
public
is the single worst
Penis
drink ever made.
Oh.
Gator Light. Dude.
Yeah,
oh
hell
my
no.
God.
This
oh my
is
God,
the
is
single
Pedialyte?
Worst one.
Pedialyte's
it tastes
better.
Like salt.
Public
it's like
salt. Salt. What are the calories?
Grunk, that's what that's Pedialyte, that's what that is,
bro.
Grunk.
It's supposed to 50. Hydrate you.
Grunk, yeah. It's supposed to taste a little salty. That's what that is. It's electrolytes.
Yeah, which I maybe didn't consider when I bought it, but it's bad.
Oh, wait, yeah.
You're not supposed to drink that unless you're like, you have a hangover, you're a little sick, stuff like that.
Is it the square bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's basically drinking Pedialyte for fun.
I had the same thing last night, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I look at him like, oh, this is electrolytes, dude. Yeah, no fucking wonder. Electrolyte drinks suck ass.
Yeah, dude, they're
it's
not
like salt water.
Are your balls okay, yummy? I saw that.
It like almost hit me in the tip.
That was a crazy shot. I just threw it up randomly.
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry. At home.
Was that an eraser?
Listeners at home, yummy just threw a painting.
Basketball.
And he's hung another one.
Painting. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a magnetic cup.
Good shot.
That was cool.
This past weekend, I went paintballing.
Really?
And that was really fun.
When did you do that?
Sunday.
Did you win?
I invited you guys multiple times.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, don't say no, he didn't. He'll get real mad.
I'm not going to get mad. I invited multiple times.
In like the group chat?
Yeah.
I bumped it 3 times.
Wow.
I didn't see it.
I openly declined the invitation because I'm a huge target and I hate paintballs.
I always heard one idea.
You would.
It is like the worst punishment.
Have you ever been hit with a paintball?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they hurt.
I have a welt right here.
I thought you were supposed to wear a hoodie.
When I went, I got welt right here.
Oh, did you? I got hit on the hand a few times, but honestly, I went with Gamersubs.
Did you get anything? No, bro.
I was doing really well.
Did you get any like body shots?
Yeah, I did.
Where?
Back shots?
I got one. Back shots? I got one on my inner bicep. Hey. I wasn't. Look, I'm not marked up too much because I wasn't bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, well,
you know
I'm
when
bad.
I got fucking hit? When I was like, I was calling the shot and I threw my hand in the air so I can leave and they fucking shot my hand.
Okay. Yeah, that's horrible. I have to say something now. You guys have to buy Lean and use code GROUP because Mr. Gamersups got out and he had his gun up and I didn't see his gun up so I shot him twice in the back.
You fucking
dude.
And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see your
he's
hand
like,
up.
He's like 63, by the way. Like, you probably fucked him
he's
up.
He's like, oh!
No, I readjusted his back. It was like out of place. He was like hunched over like this and I shot him like, oh! And he's like, whoa.
Dude, remember what we did yesterday in the Discord?
I don't even want to talk about it, dude.
We saw a clip of a guy going 48 miles per hour on the paramotor in the air and his parachute got twisted up.
Oh my God.
And he fell. Dude, me and Larry were reenacting the sound he made.
Dude. Do you remember right after that one when we were doing, Larry was like, all right, you get set on fire and then you jump in the pool. Go.
He teleported into the pool, dude. He cheated.
He was like,
okay. I was like, okay, we're good.
He cheated.
That's exactly what he did.
He didn't even jump in or anything.
Dude, I knew I needed water. I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, that video was pretty sad.
It was a hard watch.
Dude, he could have died. He lived. If he didn't have Hey Siri activated, I feel like he would have been stuck.
If he wasn't holding on to his phone.
Yeah.
He was 80 feet up.
Going
50 miles an hour, right?
That's horrible.
And it was because he wasn't
like holding
to the thing.
And he landed on asphalt.
It was something that got like tied up.
He didn't tie a knot. There was a safety issue before taking off.
And then he fell.
I'll never
I need to go on a little tangent, bro.
All right, bro. Let me hear a sassy
tangent.
Grunk. Sassy Grunk.
Freaking these TikTok scholars that think they know everything ever in the comment section pissed me off so bad. It's like a dog. It'll be a clip of a dog like that has anxiety.
Why are you doing that to
him? Then they'll be like, well, actually, this certain breed of dog is supposed to be like having 6 hours of activity a day. And it's like,
I like when Grunk does that. Man. I like when he does that. He's like this.
You know what I hate is when people get like their opinions from TikTok from like mental health professionals or like therapists and there's like they don't prove anything. They're just like, yeah, I'm a therapist and I'm on TikTok. And here's what you need to feel like.
Yeah. I think
I don't like TikTok.
People
at all.
Are stupid.
I don't care if it gets banned.
I don't care if it gets banned either, dude.
Me either.
But no, I think it is kind of weird that it's getting banned because I think it actually really is like the number one voice of the people right now. And
it is
taking it away.
It is.
So that's kind of a weird move by the government.
I want to look in. I mean, this is like a super nerdy thing to say, but I want to see like the past years, their growth. And
you're a nerd. You're a fucking nerd.
Wow.
What the fuck just happened?
Come on. Dude, Willie zones out and he goes, let's get to one of the Avengers.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I was like, well, let's just go back to like pigeons and like birds and shit. And then I thought about like manipulating a bird.
Yo,
so, like,
on God, what the fuck are you talking about?
I wasn't
about.
Listening to what you guys were saying.
This is your problem. Why are you on a podcast?
Well,
I swear to God.
I heard what you were saying, but I did not think it was going to be.
It goes in one ear and out the other.
No, I heard what you were saying, but all right, look.
But I'm thinking about pigeons. What?
okay, you were saying some shit, and then Larry's like, hey, that's what I'm talking about. And then Dab, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What did he just say?
He apparently sounded super fucking smart, and he called you a nerd. Is that not what just happened?
He said, all right, I'm about to sound nerdy as fuck right now. And then he said what he said.
Now the laughter kicks in.
God, dude, damn.
We will never stay on the topic. This is the truth.
We won't. We can't.
Well, hold on. Dude, if I had caught that before, I would have laughed. Why didn't no one else laugh? You just looked at me.
Because he was mid-sentence talking his shit, and then Larry was like, you a nerd, and you know, like,
that was it. That's exactly what happened.
That was just it.
Anyways, moving on. These two are like bits. These two are like going back and forth. They're grabbing everything over here.
Keep talking, nerd.
Bacon
come on.
Bits.
Yeah.
Go on with it.
After they like brought in the shop, I feel like every single scroll is an ad, and I feel like they make a lot of fucking money.
I'm so over it.
It's every three.
Oh my god, I hate it. I hate it.
My biggest fucking complaint ever.
It makes me
ever.
So mad.
I'm like scrolling out, and this guy's like, top 10 things that you need to make yourself better. I was like, okay. It was like, number one, the exact brand name, brand product, price, and the TikTok shop right now.
Here we go. You ready? So people been telling me I've been needing to put mouthwash in my water floss.
Well, look at this. They got the water floss up from...
So everyone's sitting in the comments. All right, post a video unedited. So this is the spray.
You know what? Sorry.
No, you're right.
Those TikTok videos where it's like, I feel bad for anyone that bought this table. It's cheaper than a cup of water now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get it while it's cheap as fuck.
Dude, and then they had a... there was like a transitional period where like... In every form of media ever, I was like, I know this is an ad. My brain recognizes it as an ad. I could tell what it is.
Yep.
When those first started popping up, I thought I was watching an actual video. And I was like, just watching content. What is this? And I'm like 30 seconds in, I'm like, this is a fucking ad.
Yeah.
Trying to sell something.
You check by at the bottom eligible for commission.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Yeah. Now they have the entire cart button you press and you can buy it instantly.
Hold on.
I need to say something because I love how everybody and their mother, like 2 years ago, were like, man, I cannot believe this ish. This is all drop shipped ish.
And they're doing it.
I'm not falling for this ish ever again. And then it happens 2 years later. You fall for it.
They can make money from it now. So every single time it comes back,
you fall for it
again. Isaac, they're just shilling. Like
it's
every
like a pyramid scheme almost.
Yes, it is. Well, it is a pyramid scheme.
It's like everyone has their own gamer subs code. but
every product in the world.
It's like everyone has their own version of Lean that like they didn't create.
Who is buying this bullshit?
Not me. Like, I've never
all the products are garbage.
I never purchased a single thing from TikTok Shop because I'll never stoop that low.
We're about to for a group video.
I bought one thing from the TikTok Shop. It's
I don't know about that. I've seen a few packages from TikTok that has your name.
Isaac.
I stopped after I got scammed.
It was the mouthwash.
It was the mouthwash. I did it.
It wasn't
wow. You're brave, dude.
Some of those products go. They get so many sales. I saw one and it was like 30K sold last month, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
You
want to
see something that says over like 800, 900K?
No way!
Stupid ass shadow journal.
Oh,
are you serious?
We talked about that in the podcast.
800,000 sales.
800,000 sales.
Oh my god! And
since
it's like,
they started tracking it on TikTok,
are you serious?
TikTok alone,
guys. You don't realize how much money that is.
That's
All they have to do is just target bucks. Like a really impressionable audience and then just and just run with it. Like it's teenagers are like, especially with gym culture, for example.
Oh my God.
They'll like try and target like edgy teenagers. And they'll be like, this is what I did in the morning. And then they open their journal to like write down everything that they're gonna do for that day.
That's what it is.
One of the journals is that. And it just shows them like shadow boxing out in the rain and stupid
get it
shit.
Now.
No, wait, no, look. How to be unrecognizable in 5 months' time. Go dark.
Look at the bottom.
A king never rests.
Look at the bottom.
The queen next to him.
I saw one where it was like, if you don't know the answer to a question, be quiet. If you hear people arguing, don't know why, just be quiet. And it just kept on going.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
If you know nothing, be quiet.
Be quiet.
Be quiet.
If you're the smartest one in the room, be quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet.
The smartest people in the room are always the quietest.
If you're dick tiny, be quiet.
STDs,
be quiet.
If you're about to get laid and you have a weird itch on your nuts, be quiet.
If you got told you had 7 weeks to live, be quiet.
If you ran over an elderly person and nobody saw it, be quiet.
If you cheated on your wife, Be quiet.
Did you just reverse and hit that guy's SUV? Be quiet.
Door ding. Be quiet. Door ding.
Well, anyways, that's about it.
Be quiet.
Dude. Motherfudging.
Well,
okay.
When's your semester ending, Grunk?
It ended.
Today was last day of the classes, but
hey, school's out.
My last exam is on the 8th of May.
You're like High School Musical, but like college version. School's
it's gonna out. Be chill, school guys. Out. I'm going home soon. I'm going home back to my home humble abode for the summer.
Yeah, hey,
and this does mean that gaming with Grunk might come back here shortly.
You gotta hop in whenever we're in VC. Do you see us in VC
Friday? Freaky Friday.
I do see you guys. I really do see you guys in VC, and I would hop in, but it's just like I have a roommate, and that'd just be annoying as fuck.
I feel it.
So does that mean that are you gonna ask me to bring the S&P back?
Yeah,
dude. Yes, actually,
oh my God.
Guys, the Minecraft phase is coming back.
All right, yeah.
Turn it on.
So turn it on, dude. Don't even get me started.
Turn it on. No. I've told them how many times now? Like four or five.
Four or five.
And you have to go through the process.
And then you
could you guys
launch
do me a big favor
and
wait
then
for
no
me?
One plays.
And I I'll go play on and it. Stole all of our and diamonds. Then I'm like, damn, no one's here, bro. Like, what? He would steal our diamonds. Actually, turn it off.
Listen, man.
Hey.
When I have nothing better to do than sit on my damn ass computer, I'll be playing that damn Minecraft server.
On God. Let it be. Put that on God. Can we just wipe everything?
Can we play Roblox
what?
More?
Wipe everything.
We were making so much progress.
Exactly. And it
Dude,
gets
what?
Boring.
Yeah. No, we need to go back to freaking zero.
Yeah. Even though Grunk's big ass circle.
Dude, as I've gone to college and been on my own, it's like the content realm has been kind of like a sore thumb to look at.
Yeah. 100%.
There's a lot
Making
of nasty
content
behavior.
Is not what it used to be, dude. I'm not gonna
lie. Lots of nasty behavior and just people
after,
being weird.
After COVID-19 in 2020, things changed.
People on the internet are losers, man. I have to say it.
If you notice anything change after COVID 2020, be quiet.
Be quiet.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
If you notice two imbeciles in solo chairs being stupid to your left and right,
be quiet.
Be quiet.
This is our huge penis, by the way.
Look, it wraps around, so I got two loops.
It was under the ground.
It's
it comes
like a
back
towel.
Up.
Yeah.
It's like a towel around his neck.
When was the last time you guys went swimming?
Like 18
He's
years
autistic,
ago.
Dude.
Long ass
said,
time
I remember
ago.
Marvel, they blew up New York. When's the last time you guys went swimming?
It was a long time
well,
ago.
Well,
I could keep on ripping.
I'll be real. Rip I'll be real,
up.
Nick.
I haven't went. Does a bathtub count as swimming?
No.
What?
Dude, I
genuinely puzzled.
Does the bathtub?
I would always ask my mom for my goggles, and I'd be in my
bathtub. What, like last month? What are you talking
about? Yeah,
about?
What?
Hey, have you ever used that bath, by the way, in your beautiful friggin' bathroom? The tub in your bathroom?
I'll tell you why, dude. I'll tell you why.
It's because of the balls.
It's not
the
a real
balls
reason.
Got
it's
because
you can't fit.
It's not a real reason. Like, can't fit in a bathtub?
Yeah.
I can
wow, what are you
bathtub.
Trying to say here?
To like
it's a fucking now. Bathtub.
It's huge. It's like a jacuzzi.
It's like a full master size. All right, whatever. Anyways.
Primary, not masters.
Primary, not masters.
Dude, I don't care. I'll be real.
Every realtor has to
Dude,
say primary.
I'm going
to
lose my mind.
What?
If you guys cannot just let one person finish a sentence, I will lose my mind.
Wait, Grunk, wait, stay like that for a
I'm
second.
Being
you look
quiet.
Like you have a fake nose. Like,
yeah.
He does. He's a fake nose. Whoa, put
oh,
it back.
Okay, it's real.
Okay. Is there like a gas leak
Come on
in
now.
The house right now?
Can we all pass out? It's like a 5-hour podcast. We're dead for 4 hours.
We'd make
hours.
So much money for
Okay, go
like
back.
This,
wait,
this,
we should
this,
start a podcast.
This podcast
yeah.
is making
Listen,
my heart race.
This
it's making
not
my heart race.
Real reason that I didn't use.
Wait,
a
you're
bathtub.
Like Tony Stark.
Shut up!
Sorry.
Shut up, Tony
this
Stark.
This is not a real reason I didn't use a bathtub, but it is a real reason I didn't use a bathtub one time. And it was because whichever one of you dumbasses put the balls in the tub was wearing dirty fucking shoes, and there was brown shoe prints all over the tub.
I was
and
not wearing shoes.
No,
you laid on. In it.
I didn't wear shoes.
You laid in it.
I didn't wear shoes. There was actual muddy footprints.
I didn't wear shoes.
And card pieces of cardboard.
Excuse me. I need to say something.
And have I was you... so pissed. I was ready to use it. And I was like, well, I got to clean it now. And now I'm not going to use it. Fuck it. I'm done. I was pissed.
Wait, so you're not going
to
clean it?
You have got
it?
To be.
No, I did. I cleaned it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So now you can bathe whenever you want?
Yeah. I just never felt it. The vibe again, bro. You got to feel the tub. It's not just like a Tuesday afternoon and you're like, I got to get in that tub, dude. No, it's like a night when you're all lonely and you're like,
I gotta get in that tub, dude.
I do lukewarm water instead of hot water.
Yeah, and when I do that, I say to myself, I need to get in that tub.
That's why, that's weird, because then it's like a soup. It's like a human soup, and I don't like that.
Ooh. That's why I like, it's like swimming, though. You're like swimming in a pool.
How do you swim in that?
Just like go back and forth.
The water's like...
Dude! Oh, my God! I just remembered something crazy. So, like, I was doing that when I was a kid, and I had water go outside the tub, and I, like, my mom, like, asked me, and she was like, were you, like, did you make this spill, or is there a leak? And I was like, I didn't make it spill. And then the side of the tub was, like, tile, and she hammered into it and broke it to check and see if there was a leak.
Oh.
She's gonna, like, watch this and be like,
got you. That's like a life lesson right there.
Yeah, I got scared. But I think she like didn't care because it was my dad's house and we were leaving.
I was like, all right, I was pooping in our litter boxes for our animals and they thought they had a problem. And I was scared to say anything and they're about
You're trolling.
I promise.
No.
Time the fuck out. No. Time the fuck out. I am not letting that go the fuck over. We are running that the fuck back.
I was like four.
What did you just say?
I would poop in the litter boxes. And I don't know why. I was like, this was like young. I wasn't like yesterday doing this. I was like four. I was like, ah, they do it. Why can't I do it? So I did it. And they're like, Tanner, did you poop in the litter box? I was like.
Your cat just has the biggest log of all time.
Yeah, so they thought there was something wrong with them.
Hey, this is the broth I made.
But then they're taking it to the vet, and I was like, no, it was me.
Yeah, because you have to take a poop sample. What if they took your human giant log sample in like a freezer bag? Be like, my cat did this yesterday. <They're> like,
And I was like, it was me.
You see, like, Guinness Book of World Records come in.
Yeah, I'm
like,
smiling.
Holy
like,
shit. And they leave. After they find out it's just a 4-year-old Tanner.
You let them take, like, the pets to the vet all the way?
No, they were about to. They were thinking about it. But I was like, all right, I got to come clean.
They knew it was you.
They probably did. They were just trying to get me to say something.
Yeah.
You fell for it.
I did fall for it.
They were probably terrified. They were like, did he shit in here? Why'd he do that?
Son of a freak.
Dude, like last part, I would pee off of my bunk bed, so I just like didn't like. Did you guys hear that?
Underwear.
Just like on the floor.
You know what?
Dude, what?
I believe it.
He's you guys, an animal.
No, yeah, he said that last podcast.
Yeah, I did.
I can't even be mad at you for like also, not closing peanut butter because like you grew up pissing on the floor.
Yeah, can you imagine if I peed on your face? Like, you'd hate that.
What the fuck?
You would hate that shit, dude.
Were you bored or like, I don't understand.
Well, I don't know why I would do it. I genuinely don't. I would like, I was scared to go. Even like, I'd watch a horror movie like Jeepers Creepers.
I want to call this episode Confessions with the Freak. Confessions
with the Freak. I was scared to, like, there was a dark corridor and I was like, I'm not going there to pee. So I just peed on the carpet.
Dude, remember when we moved into this house and you were like, there's no fucking toilet paper. Then I just took a shit. You were all alone in this house.
Yeah, I was alone. I had to waddle like all the way up my stairs, and then there was no toilet paper up there. I was like trying to find it.
So it was like mushy and gushy?
No, it was like, I made sure it wasn't like that. I was like, all right, I think I can make it to upstairs.
You're so brave.
You shit in my bathroom, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I swear. I didn't.
I wasn't.
He swears, guys.
I was the last to move in.
I've pooped in Isaac's bathroom three
times. Yeah, because you were slow as hell. Wait. We literally like set a date, and then you were like a month late.
Yeah, I was making that's a when fucking video.
That's when I pooped in your bathroom.
The video, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to be honest. Moving Isaac out of that last house was, like, I dreaded it. I did it because I'm a homie, but I dreaded it.
You did not have to do all that, brother.
We moved all of his stuff out.
You had more stuff than all of us combined.
Yeah, I did.
You had 80% of the house filled up.
Because 80% of the stuff that, you know, is going in, like, the kitchen, the living room, was also just left behind. That I took care of. I cleaned your fridge, so you owe me.
It was all your food.
You do owe him, after all.
No, it was definitely, like, a combination of everyone. Combination.
I don't believe him at all.
Okay.
Why?
Well, you brought cheese over from the old house.
I did.
You brought pickles.
You gave me old pickles, you asshole.
I did do that.
You fed him 8-month-old pickle.
But it... Look, he's fine. Yeah. Hello.
He's been coughing for like the past 2 weeks.
Oh, no, don't look.
What's fine? Am I fine?
You've been
real funny.
He's actually having a stroke.
You've been sick. You've been actually sick.
I'm not even sick. My nose has been stuffy! Since April 13th.
You need to take medicine,
days.
Man.
You haven't taken any medicine?
Whoa, Grunk, do that again. Do that again. Put your hand in front of the camera. It just looks so big compared to your head. Like, it looks huge as fuck.
You need to take allergy medicine.
Yeah, grab your part of your head.
What?
Grab like part of your head.
What would you do with a hand that big?
I don't know. I'll punch people and see how hard it like.
You can play outfield in baseball.
Oh my god. Imagine you're the pitcher.
Yummy.
Oh my
god. You're the outfielder. You grab every home run.
You're like a giant net.
Yeah. Or you can just play catcher. You don't have to move your fucking hand. So you know what's crazy?
Oh, no.
Big day today for Bento.
What is he doing?
He's going to the vet.
Del, yes.
First time, right?
I mean, he's been to the vet before, but he's got to go.
What's his deal?
He's got to go?
Gastric bypass, or what's going on?
No, he's just been swallowing a little hard. I don't know why.
Like, swallowing hard or swollen?
Swallowing. Like, you'll just be looking at him. He'll be like, looking at you cross out and be like,
swallow.
He's just nervous.
I don't know. Yeah, and then he threw up twice, like, a few days ago.
He would. Threw up what? Blood or Crip? West side.
Threw up blood?
Threw up blood?
It's not good.
That's not good? Wait, is he crippled? I don't know. Dude.
Wow. These are good puns, actually. Good
shout out all my gangsters in the group chat and fan base.
Yeah, if you're a gangster, type one.
If you like killing people, just say what's up to us.
Say what's up.
If you're a gangster, DM me.
If you watch us but you're embarrassed, let us know.
If you're
know.
Embarrassed in public.
Are you is there a shy?
Can't let
shy
the group
gangsters?
Know I fuck with this. Can't let the gang know I fuck with this low key. Know. I was trying to bring it up before, but we were going to do that whole TikTok shop thing. We were going to do a video on it, but
no.
That settles it.
All right. Well, no, never mind. I'll scratch off.
The
I'll
group
scratch
decision maker just did not like it.
The voice.
No. The voice.
The voice of the group.
No. He speaks through me. No.
Do you guys think that we could make a video called Guess That White Person? Like, Guess That White Guy?
I'll be able to guess the white guy.
And it's just like a group of people, just like you can't see them, you just listen to them, you talk to them, and you just ask them questions and you try and guess.
If Tanner was in the lineup, I could guess.
If I was not alive, is that what you said to me?
In the lineup.
Oh, in the lineup?
Yeah. Because like Beta Squad did it. Beta Squad did it where they like guessed the black person, and then they did like, I don't know. I think it was another one. Xiaoma, NYC. They did guess the white person, but he was talking.
No, guess the Asian person, I thought.
No, it was guess the white person because he was the only white person in the group of people who were Asian, mm-hmm. and he was able to speak.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys think we can get away with that?
I mean, probably. Using that science.
What are you going to do? Be like, hey, man, did you pay your taxes on time? Like,
you season your chicken?
Oh.
Hell no.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I don't know.
Dry as fuck.
Hey, dude, you like green beans? I love green beans. Yeah, he's white. He's got to be white.
I love green beans.
Favorite sport? Golf. Yep, that's him.
Nuh-uh. What's that one?
Tennis?
No. Nope.
Pickleball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't like pickleball.
I like pickleball.
What about the one on horses with the ball and the hammer?
What is that one? Cricket?
Croquet.
Croquet.
The ball and the hammer?
The ball and the
hammer. Is it ball and a hammer? Cricket
has the little...
Sport, wait, you're talking about like two different sports. Polo?
Water polo.
Oh, yeah, he is talking about polo with the horses.
And croquet.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Croquet. Yeah, with the
oh, wait, hoops? The thingy with the where the, like, the little rings are
yeah,
in the grass?
The rings are in the ground.
That's
you
croquet. 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 I don't know.
Cricket. Yeah. Cricket. I actually learned about cricket. I'm not going to lie.
You bounce the ball when you pitch it.
Dude, that sport is crazy.
It's huge.
Cricket is like actually insane.
I think it's the most popular sport in the world. I'm not kidding. It's huge.
I think football, soccer is.
Yeah, probably.
Football. Football is
but cricket's up there.
Cricket.
People love cricket.
It looks easy to hit. Like, I could do it.
That's a spider.
I could fucking hit that.
That's a cricket.
That's a cricket.
Yeah, that's a cricket.
Those things are cool.
That is a cricket.
I think that's a cricket.
Yeah.
Hey, fun fact for anyone that ate gamer... the sus bars. Yeah, you were eating cricket.
Protein.
You were eating cricket.
Cricket legs are protein.
We didn't tell you. Cat's out of the bag.
I think we have to mention that. Yeah, it is cricket protein.
Get
which
trolled.
Is literally just cricket.
And I'll
yummy.
Be real, it's in a lot of stuff.
They are.
It's in a lot of stuff. You just don't know it for protein.
Yeah.
It's good.
There's nothing wrong with cricket.
Cricket protein's fine. Doesn't
would you guys
like
eat a cricket that's skewered? Like a whole cricket skewered?
Yeah, if it was like.
I'd smoke a blunt with a cricket.
Yeah.
I'd smoke a cricket.
Like in SpongeBob, remember when they went to the kelp fields? They were like stranded. And they were like cooking up like one little cricket or whatever they did.
Mm-hmm. SpongeBob?
Yeah, remember there's a one screenshot of Squidward with the frying pan. And
he's got
there
a fly.
I think it was a fry on it.
Oh, there he look, he's eating.
He's gonna maybe someday. No, he was frying up a fly. Just look up Squidward fry fly.
Damn.
Whoa.
Squidward fry fly.
Let yummy cook.
Ooh.
There it is.
Squibber frog bug. Fly, the third picture. There he is.
There it is.
Ow!
How about you,
I went
Patrick?
To a summer camp, and one of the classes was like survival class or whatever, and we ate crickets and stuff, and they were actually good. They taste like popcorn. And we put chocolate on them and stuff and salted them.
Chocolate.
Yeah, okay. No, chocolate covered, the only, candied.
I put Flamin'
Hot
on chocolate covered anything is great.
Yeah. The only bad part is the legs get stuck in your teeth.
Ew.
Yeah. I'd take them off.
All right, let's be honest with ourselves here for a second. Who would die first and who would die last if we were all stranded in the wilderness?
I think Lyra would die first.
I think.
And here's my reasoning.
Damn. I think Yummy would die first.
No.
Yes, sir. I'd kill myself.
Okay.
There you go.
I stand corrected.
I was going to say you'd like roll his ankle and be really bad.
I'd climb a tree and jump head first into the earth.
No, I think Yummy.
That would hurt.
I still say Larry. And it's because if
you
want to
jump head first and you go.
Don't call 911. Do not call 911.
Don't call
911.
I got to die. Please let me bleed out.
Siri, call 911.
I'd eat like dirt and bugs to survive.
That's what I was saying. Larry would not do that. Larry could not eat anything in the wild.
I've eaten like.
You won't eat mayonnaise, and that's here. Why would you eat a bug in the wild?
Okay, I have the choice, though.
Oh, my God.
Tanner would die first. He'd eat too much sand, and he wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom.
Tanner would just eat the wrong berry and die.
I would eat the wrong berry.
You would.
But I would have like. I would have willpower. I'd be like, I can do this. But I'd be like.
Yeah. May he rest.
That's what would happen.
Silent death.
Yeah, the silent death.
Grunk, I'm not going to lie. I think you'd probably die first.
Yeah, I might. I don't know.
My only problem
would be getting food.
When you find out nature doesn't give you Cheez-Its and goldfish, you'd be upset. And there's no mac and cheese anymore.
Yeah, my problem would be fending off animals.
When Grunk finds out there's no skate parks in the wilderness to chill at.
And there's there are chill places in the wilderness. No skate parks there.
Oh, dude, that was a funny time. Just in, like, the heart of Las Vegas.
What happened?
We were in the heart of Las Vegas, and Grunk was just like, dude, there's, like, no place to, like, chill and skate here.
Did I say skate? I must have, but yeah, like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but,
you know, like, it's
there is no place to chill in Las Vegas, let it be known. There's no chill
there
spots.
There is none,
that
dude.
Is actually true. As a, like, young adult. Before you're 21, there is nowhere to chill. Sorry.
Oh, dude.
Nowhere.
I felt like a lost child. Every time I would get kicked out of the casino, I'd be like, well, I don't even know where to go.
Yep.
I feel like I got to walk the streets with these bums. But the bums were chill.
Dude, I loved going to Shake Shack at like 1 a.m. That was so awesome.
That was chill.
That was chill.
Remember that one cat that walked into your garage?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm still mad he didn't close that door fast enough.
He stayed with us for like a week after that, or 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I bought him everything.
I think that's who ended up being Zeke.
I bought him kitty litter, a cat box, food, water.
Is that not
what'd
Zeke?
What'd you name him?
No, it wasn't Zeke.
What'd you name him?
I don't remember.
Tomcat.
I don't remember, but then I let him, like, he like didn't want to be, at, like, clearly he didn't want to.
Yeah, you were in Discord with us.
He was somebody else's cat, dude.
You tried to close the door and he ran, skittered away.
Yeah, but then he came back, and then I was like, okay, well now, because like, I didn't let him in, and then it started to get cold, and I was like, it was like a week later, and I was like, okay, well, now I feel like I have to let him in because it's getting cold.
Yeah, be nice.
But he was somebody's cat for sure, and then I could tell he wanted out again, like he didn't want to live with us because he kept going to the garage door, like where he came in through the house, and I was like, maybe I should just let him go. Like, I saw my cat. So then I went on the like the next door thing, and somebody had posted about him in somebody else's house like a day later, and it wasn't even their cat either, but they were also he was just
it's a squatter.
He was going around the block living with everybody.
What That's the crazy. Fuck? You know what's really funny? If you have a Ring camera and you go to the app, there's a neighbors section where you can have like the neighbors like putting up posts like, "Hey, I saw this dog, this cat, whatever the fuck." But sometimes you'll get some like you could tell they wrote the message at like 6 in the morning when they just woke up, and their messages are like, "There's cats outside. Look." And it's like the cat tell, like you can tell it's like shitly cropped, and they're like, "These cats, whose cats?"
That's
I
smart.
I don't know.
That Ring did that though.
It's the neighbor's shit. It's like the neighbor's app or whatever.
Dude, they are so active there.
It's so funny though.
So many people are so bored, but they. Dude, they'll
like
actually
no
just
is.
Be like gunshots or fireworks.
Yeah,
just
right,
random,
right,
like,
right.
Did anyone else hear that?
It's like a clear gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a firework or what was that?
Dude,
should I be concerned?
When I lived in Vegas, somebody had a I don't want to like misspeak. I don't know if it was a bobcat or a mountain lion.
What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure it was so insane that it was a mountain lion.
I don't want to misspeak. I don't know if it was the Kraken or Godzilla.
Or Cthulhu.
I'm almost positive it was a mountain lion because I lived in the west side of Vegas towards Red Rock Canyon. And we were like kind of like near the outskirts, like a little bit. And so like it was like 4 miles away from me, closer, even closer to the outside of the city. I don't know why I had it like it was so far, but somebody posted from their Ring doorbell a fucking mountain lion walking through their neighborhood at like 2 a.m.
Absolutely.
Wow. Not. My neighbor had a griffin.
What is that?
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Big bird.
It's a lion with wings and a beak.
Yeah, look it up.
An eagle?
Look up a griffin.
How do you spell that? Like Peter Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look up Griffin. That's what my neighbor had.
What the fuck is this, dude? It's a half lion, half fucking eagle.
Yeah, no, he would take it on walks.
Yummy. When did you go to Vegas? Like, when did you first start living there?
I think June 2019.
Oh, okay. Okay. The reason I asked was because I thought you were there in 2017.
No.
Do you remember when that massacre happened in 2017?
The shooting. Was it 2017? I thought it was earlier.
That was in 2017.
I remember when I woke up and I literally went on the news was always on when I woke up in the morning. And it was just like actually surreal. Cause that was the first time I ever seen anything like live that was like there's an attack happening where the London attacks, the bombing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was like, cause I was in sixth grade, I think, when that happened.
Bro.
When Paris, it was the Paris attacks. Yeah. Yeah. The Paris attacks. And that was the first time I was like, what the fuck? Everyone in my school was talking about it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that was the origination of where the thoughts and prayers thing came from.
Oh, yeah. Pray for Paris?
Yeah, thoughts and prayers for Paris, and then
thoughts and prayers have been a thing, but pray for Paris, that's where that came from.
Oh, yeah, prayers for Paris.
Thoughts and prayers have been a thing that's forever.
Dude, I remember when that whole shooting thing happened in Vegas. You guys know who Dan Bilzerian is?
Yeah.
The guy who, like, he was a professional poker player.
I think he was a liar.
Didn't he get banned from, like, every casino ever?
No, I just think he was a liar about, like, how he got his money. He was like, I'm a Marine, and then I just gambled my way to, like, $40 million.
Yeah, apparently, I'm pretty sure he was Dan, it's D-A-N, and then Bill, B-I-L-Z-E-R-I-A-N,
I think. He's kind of a loser.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, this guy's, like, he's just, like, a typical, like, surround myself with hot women that I pay to be there.
Yeah.
I made a weed company.
Yep.
I'm a multimillionaire from gambling. I'm on steroids. Yeah. Military guy loves guns. He was there in Vegas at the time of the shooting. Tell me how this motherfucker gets out of his like giant truck that he has. It's like a 6x6 or whatever.
What?
Dude, he's got like a huge fucking truck, and he tries to like grab the gun from a cop. Like an officer.
Really?
There's a video of it. He got, like, rejected from it, you know, clearly, because it's like, what the fuck are you doing? But he was, like, so pompous in that
video.
Dude,
he tried to, like, Jack Reacher.
He was trying to be he was trying to be a first responder to the situation.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure he, like, tried taking the guy's gun. Yeah, this guy's a weirdo. But yeah, he's just a typical surround myself with women and,
show up to my house, sign the NDA, you can't say anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Announced his bid to run for president in 2016. Why?
Dude, and then is Kanye ever going
to
run?
He started praising Trump.
He tried
after
to
losing.
Anybody who says they're like a multi millionaire from poker, I just don't even believe.
He was bullshitting about how he was a Navy SEAL. That's what it says right there.
Okay.
Oh my God, he suffered 3 heart attacks before the age of 32.
That's what happens when you do a lot of cocaine and steroids.
Yeah, you could definitely tell. Look, I like to see how like people that are like however old he is, he's probably almost 50. Dude, if he's
no way he's that old, really?
I think he's like 40 something.
Oh, what the fuck?
No,
yeah, he's 40. So he's 43. If you see someone that's 43 and they look like they're super fucking muscular like that, they are 100% roided.
They're juicing.
You think Dwayne the Rock Johnson's on steroids?
Yes, I said this before, and he's such a
Did you see him at his prime, like age? Physique versus now, like the difference, like what his build was back then versus
he's
now.
Somehow like still getting bigger or more shredded, you know?
Yeah,
like what the fuck? When your body at some point it gets to a point where it needs to start maintaining muscle.
Like look at the left versus Damn. Like, it's like his prime, like, age physique.
Does he? I'm pretty sure he says that he doesn't do steroids, unless he just tries to avoid it.
I don't think he says he doesn't do it.
Is he one of those guys that doesn't say anything about it?
Well, yeah, yeah, he's kind of like that. He has to look good for, like, all these movies, dude. Like, he doesn't do any of this.
He's stuck in a box, bro. If The Rock didn't look like that, he wouldn't get any more roles. If he looked like a skinny guy, why would anybody hire The Rock for a movie?
Yeah, he's called The Rock.
You know, what if I took steroids just to see, just to try?
He'll talk you out of it right here, right now. Watch.
I'll do it for a video. I'll do a video series.
I'm not
taking steroids for a month.
Yeah.
What?
I took steroids for 30 days. That's a great. Let's do it.
Steroids for 30 days.
I'm not gonna tell Tanner not to do it.
Fuck no.
Let's do it.
Oh, you can do it, T. All
right.
Yeah. Look at his big boobies. That's probably like that'll get us demonetized, dude.
Really?
Wait, that's real.
Is that a 14 pack?
The right one's real. Look up Dwayne Johnson, like mega huge.
Dwayne Johnson, mega huge.
Yeah, I swear to God, there's like 18 abs.
Yeah.
Click on one.
Ew.
Dude, he has huge legs, man.
Damn!
I want that build
that's
right
now. That's like a GTA 3 boss.
That's like a dad I'll see at Disney.
Dude, I can't believe that was hand-drawn.
At Disney.
Yeah.
Disney dad.
He has like his daughter
Disney
on his
dad.
Shoulders.
That is such a good point, yeah. That is a Disney dad.
Is that Rick Ross? I can't tell from here.
That's Dwayne Rock.
That is Dwayne Rock.
That is not Dwayne. Very nude.
Very rude.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is very nude.
You need glasses, man.
Yeah, I can't see.
I remember when Zac Efron was doing a film, he had to take steroids or something like that to...
Wasn't it Baywatch?
I think it was Baywatch.
It was
Baywatch. And I'm pretty sure that I read somewhere that The Rock like did not like that Zac Efron did that. And that's such bullshit, dude. It's so annoying. Because, like, so many people that take steroids, like, a lot, at least in the fitness world of things, like the celebrities, they are open about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're quiet about it, people can just fucking tell.
Yeah, you can't hide that-ish.
What about that? What about the rule, though? Be
quiet. Oh, yeah. If you're on... Go ahead. Do the voice.
If you're on steroids, be quiet. Fitness dick in your mouth. Be quiet. You know that in the UK, steroids are really popular. Like, really, really
popular. They are, yeah. And they're a lot more open about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't care as much.
Well, they just don't tell the plug. They don't say the plug. But they do say that they're
taking it. It's not illegal to buy it. It's only illegal to sell it, which is crazy.
Right.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Why?
What a flawed system we have.
I don't know. Let's just do that for
I mean, it's not illegal to buy it. I mean, it's the same thing here.
Makes no sense to me.
It's not illegal to buy it here.
Yeah, it is.
You can buy steroids.
You can buy steroids.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, drugs.
Oh, no. No, you can buy steroids. You just can't sell them, like, unless you're licensed to.
You could buy steroids illegally, like, from a non-prescription. I thought, what are steroids, like?
So, you can go to a CVS.
Bro, you could literally go to, like, I feel like a
CVS.
Certain,
you
can
go to a CVS.
SARMs.
What are steroids?
PEDs. They're called PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs.
But do some people, like, need them?
Yeah.
Some people do.
Some people need a testosterone cycle if they're, like...
Yeah, if you medically have
so
like,
some people get prescribed steroids.
Not really.
Yes.
Sort of, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Look.
Yes.
It's illegal to use steroids without a valid prescription
or to distribute them. Well, yeah, but like you can still buy like you can buy SARMs like over the that's a pill.
Look up buy SARMs
now. Is
that
a pill? SARMs are a pill.
No, SARMs I think is.
Mm-mm. SARMs are a pill. They were over the counter. I knew kids that used to take SARMs back in New Jersey.
Kids.
You knew children who took.
What
wow,
the heck?
You could just buy them right here.
MK677.
Oh, that's so easy.
Look at that.
There it is.
You'll get one.
Just buy a few.
What do these do?
They will destroy your life.
They make you perfect.
No, SARMs will fucking destroy
it's just
your
like
life.
Unregulated as shit.
Do you want to look awesome? That's how you do it.
Dude, I knew a kid that like he was 17.
Let's do it.
I don't care.
Whoa.
I knew a guy that. He was a kid at the time, so he was 17. He was taking 2 times the dosage, and like within 2 months, he completely blew out of the water all of my progress.
What if you go to his room and he's like just a muscle, like a piece of muscle, no eyes, no nose,
just a
no
ball,
nose.
Just a ball,
just a ball of meat that's like really bumpy,
like a brain.
Yeah. And no, what else is it? It's TRT, which is just testosterone. That's just test. And you can get that if you're, like, low on test already. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go to a doctor and they'll do your testosterone levels. And if you're below average or whatever, I mean, that shit fucks with you. For any guys out there, like, straight up, you should. If you're feeling, like, really, really depressed, if you're eating, sleeping, or, you know what I'm saying?
Get your blood work, man. Yeah.
Grunk.
Yo.
Huh?
What up?
You said, oh.
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 Yo.
I said, yo.
Yo.
Okay. You been working out, Grunk?
No, I want to, though. I just, like, can't commit.
Over the summer would be a great time.
Oh, yeah, over the summer.
Yeah.
I remember you were doing runs in the morning before school at one point.
Dude, I did that for, like, a week and a half. No lie.
Guys, I don't blame you. I hate
try
running.
Everything
running
once.
Sucks.
I dude. Hate running.
If you run for fun, there's
some running is some of the worst.
I can see how it's running's therapeutic, dope. But...
Dude, some morning runs are dope as fuck. They're dope and they're dope.
Dope and
especially when no one's around.
I like walking. Like, I don't like running.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like walking.
I like jogging.
I like, yeah, I like rowing and biking.
Biking, oh my god, I love.
Biking is dope as fuck.
My mom was a biker for a really long time.
My dad and my mom were bikers, actually.
my dad, mom,
big belly and a beard.
Dude, my dad, mom, my grandma, my granddad, my uncle, my aunt, on both sides, by the way. All my
siblings, my great-grandfather won Tour de France, so.
Well, yeah, my great-grandfather made Tour de France.
Damn.
My great-grandfather won Isle of Man.
Damn.
Nah, I'm playing.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Did I even have a grandfather?
Just drop an elbow on you?
No.
You don't have a grandfather?
I don't think I met any relatives.
Chick-fil-A cookie taste test.
It's good, dude.
It's not that great.
Yeah.
I can't eat Chick-fil-A.
It's not that great.
What is wrong with you, fucking doofus? Once you eat their brownie, it's better.
True.
You pissed off.
How about you eat some fucking vegetables?
Have you ever had a frozen lemonade from Chick-fil-A?
Oh.
Yes. Oh, I got the frozen coffee today. It was yummy.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, okay, I would frozen coffees are good until it gets to like that bottom one-fifth. And then it's like
breast.
Ice and like drink. And there's no, it's like a slushy. It's horrible.
Isaac said he was going to debate me on the thumbnails on the group channel on the podcast.
Yeah, where's that debate at?
I got bored. I'm a bigger Bills fan than you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You can't name the backup QB of the Bills.
Yeah, I can. That's Jar the Guy.
Nope.
Whew. Okay, so can that we just agree? LeBron, yeah. LeBron's a bum.
Oh. He's out. He's out of the playoffs.
He's out.
Yeah, what happened?
It might be his last year
what
of the
happened?
Lakers.
The Lakers suck. They can't hold a lead for shit.
God damn. Like,
they
both
suck.
Games.
And
both.
What was his name? Murray?
Every game.
Murray.
I think the Timberwolves are going to win.
Murray hit two buzzer beaters.
Yeah. LeBum. Yomi, do you want to make a bet right now?
What?
Timberwolves taking it all.
Yeah, probably.
All right, cool.
You said you were going to debate with him on the thumbnail?
Yeah, I got bored of it, though.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get bored of it for 1 second. I'm just going to straight up say, who gives a shit? They're funny as hell. I mean, you could care, but like...
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing funny about you getting hit in the head with a soccer ball.
I don't think... Like, they look really synthetic. They look like plastic.
Yeah, man. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a whole science to it, and like, that's great,
yeah, but
dude.
Who gives a fuck about the science, man?
I'll say it right here, right now. The one where Tanner gets punched in the face for the P.O. Box video.
Thank you.
I like that one a lot. I think it'd be really funny just to do that again, but like with something evil.
With Grunk. And like a demon head grabbing his face.
Yeah, like imagine like a demon hand reaching out of a box like a whole bunch of bees.
Or like a
that
Godzilla
was really
foot.
Funny. We had an idea. We were just gonna make you be surrounded by 10,000 bees instead of getting punched.
I have to clarify as well, real fast, that I'm not just saying who gives a shit because it's my face there. And like I would say this for anyone. Realistically, I don't. I mean,
I think
it is. You can either change it or
can
you
I
don't.
Get my
like,
two
it's
cents?
Just a thumbnail to grab fucking eyes. Like that's literally the purpose.
But
of
it's
it.
Not you guys. It's not you. Like that does
on,
not represent
on,
you guys.
On God, it's not us.
So
dude.
You know what LeBron said? LeBron said
it's just basketball.
Just basketball.
It's just YouTube.
It's just basketball at the end
it's
of the
day. It's just
YouTube
at the end of the
day. There is no like it is us. It isn't us. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think the whole purpose of the thumbnail is to kind of try and set the tone for like what you're about to watch.
What? It looks like I'm about to watch a Mr. Beast video.
And
thank
it
you.
And it was yeah. It was a Sidemen video is what it was.
Right. But like who in their right mind is like I'm going to make a shitty thumbnail because it looks like us, bro.
Not
this is
it doesn't have to be
brand.
Shitty.
I'm not saying it's shitty. I'm
but
not saying
the
it's
first
shitty.
The first few thumbnails were lit as fuck.
Yeah, I agree with
well,
that.
Well, you didn't say that. You said I want to go back to the old ones and we just pull a screenshot when we've never done that. We
I do that
you
every
did
single
do
video.
That.
No, we didn't.
We we're talking about the group channel. We've posted for every
yeah.
group channel.
We went to an anime convention, the group gingerbread that's competition. We ruined
pose.
Christmas.
The gingerbread
all,
competition.
The only one we didn't pose was anime convention.
Yeah,
because like, how are we gonna pose? For, and we tried to. We took pictures with people in the furry shit yeah. and like other yeah. people.
He's
we
not.
Did.
He's not wrong. We did
tried,
pose.
We tried
for
to pose for
one.
Every single one.
Pose.
Mm-hmm. But like,
yeah,
going,
no. I'll say I like the cooking one was good. I f with it a whole bunch, a whole
but. But that's what I said. I was like, our issue is our own concepts. It's not the style of thumbnail. It's like what we try to come up with.
I think there could be like a tiny bit lower. like a middle ground.
What if we gave young
in between? And this is what I was talking about because I jokingly made a Twitter like a Twitter thing. It was whatever, but then I followed up. I was like what do you guys like fuck with? And they said between the middle ground. This is like the not unanimous, but the most common answer I saw was between like screenshot from video and just posting it. Like that'd be lame.
But that's what you said you wanted.
No. I said, no, did you read my shit or not?
Yes.
I said, meet in the middle, touch it up, make it look good. But somewhere in between is where I want
to
go.
You said
send a screenshot to Ant.
No, Anthony and asked, yeah, have him touch it up. If a screenshot of me kicking a goddamn soccer ball is going to look good, then...
What I did notice was a lot of people saying Willy Vlog style thumbnails with a little bit of extra flair. That's what I saw.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's
which essentially, which is for me, it was just a screenshot from, or sometimes I'd take a picture, you know. But like realistically, it was usually just something that I do in the moment. So
always from the video.
I wish thumbnails didn't play a big part.
They're the entire video, and it's like one, it's like t-shirt color is very bright, obviously, and then one, it's AI upscaled, so it looks a little plastic. Those are the only two things that everybody's like, "Oh
it's
my god!"
Well, actually, I look very
airbrushed.
Grainy.
It's airbrushed too. It's airbrushed.
It's lighted by like the curves and all that stuff that he uses.
Yeah. Right.
If no one knows, if you ever seen a Mr. Beast thumbnail, the science behind that thumbnail is so complex it makes what we have look like child's play. I'm not even kidding you. I watched the process of the Squid Game one. And his face was like his ears were moving up and down, like a little frame by frames. His fucking hair isn't even real. Nothing on it is real. Oops. Nothing. It's all fake.
So, like, for me, the thumbnails I'm envisioning are, like, if Tanner's shirt wasn't the brightest blue in the world, that's a great thumbnail on the off-white
one. Yeah, the
one.
Blue.
And then the burger one's great. And then I like the P.O. Box.
P.O. Box
one. The only one
favorite
that I feel like is Mr. Beast is the one, literally
the
most
recent
one we did. That's it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That
but
is it.
And it doesn't even look bad to me. Like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, yeah, it kind of looks Mr. Beastified.
I think
like,
it's the fact it's that who the fuck even used that font in the beginning.
Oh, the Mr.
And,
Beast font?
Yeah, and who's that in the back? And also, it's just...
I was going to make a suggestion that we remove that and added a blimp, but, like, I don't know. I feel like it would have just been too difficult. Like,
I think, if you want to go to Twitter and look up Isaac Coombe, that's a really funny thumbnail.
I think we should just change it to the last one.
By the way, people like were seriously.
People actually thought I was gonna do that.
I know.
No,
I noticed
that.
So many times everyone always like doesn't catch your jokes.
We could do this.
That one was good. I wouldn't mind that one.
Let's just do that one.
I cannot believe this shit fucking happened. What?
Did you get him? Did you crop him out and just put a blur on him?
Yeah, a little motion blur.
That's
a little upscale,
awesome.
A little coloring. You know, it doesn't take. There was a shadow down there. I just.
You need to go to our group Discord for a second, if you can, Larry, and then look at the
Skull
Fluff. It's in Skull. Yeah, click and open the picture that it's in. Yeah, it's in
where?
Hardcore. It's like right in hardcore. That.
Oh,
you
this
just
right
need to
here?
Open that one. Yeah, just open that browser.
That could work.
Yeah, this is the other
that
one.
That would go hard.
That would work.
That was the other one.
Let me know. Let me know, chat.
That's pretty good.
I'd click
no,
on that.
But there is a middle ground. But like, go to like Cold One's channel, for example. Like, they don't have like Mr. Beast style thumbnails, but they're still posting. They're still using assets.
Yeah, no,
they're still
I,
editing them.
Cold Nose.
Like,
they're
are you
dude.
Gonna say that's a Mr. Beast style thumbnail, or are you just gonna say it's a good thumbnail because they've
no,
done it for so long?
The what's so funny about Cold Ones is the prompts that they have to pose and give a prompt to an artist for people at home that don't know. Let's just take the one on the bottom right. We tested shocking TikTok gadgets. This guy had to sit there, make that face, and then he had to tell his artist, man, I want you to put a little shrimp on a Tesla, give me Einstein hair, and shoot lightning everywhere.
But what's
like,
wrong
is
with that,
that not the craziest shit you've ever heard in your life?
What is wrong with that?
It's just
badass.
Funny because imagine as an artist you hear all of that. That is outrageous. And then everyone got mad because I said a demon hand. Whatever, dude.
I like the demon hand.
Or was
it
King
sense.
Kong fist? I don't remember.
You said King Kong fist, yeah. Which means you said Winston fist. That's what you said.
Yeah, nobody would get that.
Okay, yeah, that was late at night. I won't lie. Sorry.
I hate to cut myself short, but I have to head out.
Oh, yeah. You got. I know what you got to do.
I have to take Ben to the vet.
It's important.
Let's wrap it up. Let's
go. Let's wrap it up.
Baby blanket.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank
you.
We
all got to take. We all got to take Ben to the vet. We're all going.
Oh yeah, we're all going. By the way, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this fine afternoon for another episode of the Group Chat Podcast 103. We'll see you for 104. Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off your lean. And a new video soon. Also, that won't have a Mr. Beast thumbnail. We'll work on it. Learning process. Love you. Bye.
Ha 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 ha